086-0567.
Welcome back to the show. It is 15 minutes past one. Something that Pip and I have discussed often in our design segment on this show is that the global fashion sector is one of the biggest contributors to climate change. It has been stated that by 2050, the fashion industry could use a quarter of the world's remaining global carbon budget. It could also use 35% more land to produce fibers by 2030. Added to this, approximately 40 million tons of unsold or barely used textiles end up in landfills or are incinerated every year. So, of course, the fast fashion industry is aggravating the situation the most, and we need to drastically reduce the amount of new clothes we purchase by 75%. My next guest is a South African fashion lover. She's a social entrepreneur and founder of the WeCOI Marketplace for pre-loved fashion. Her name is Pumi Korba, and she's joining us on the couch today to give us some tips on what we can do to reduce our clothing consumption and do our part in slowing down climate change. Welcome to the show, Pumi.
Hi, Bianca. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your website. It's called WeCOI. You started in 2020. And what does it stand for, WeCOI?
So WeCOI is a resale fashion marketplace in South Africa. And it stands for Wear It, Sell It, Own It, where sellers can buy, can sell their clothes, and buyers can buy pre-loved fashion.
Okay, so when did it start, and how has the reaction been?
So we started in 2020, and Bianca, you know, it started just from my own consumption of fashion.
Okay, I have to stop you quickly there. I want to hear more, but I went onto the site and had a look at your wardrobe. Okay, yeah. It is a seriously equipped wardrobe, so I can understand that that's how it started. Okay, go on. Sorry.
100%. It started like that. And, you know, the more I asked my friends, it seemed like everybody had the exact same problem as I did. And it started in 2020, you know, when we were all under lockdown and our sizes all of a sudden got smaller and we needed space for the office and stuff. And I literally, when I was cleaning out my closet, I started it selling it on WeCOI, and we had quite a good traction, and just friends and family were, you know, like I mentioned, also had the same problem, and they started listing their stuff. So my best friends started listing their stuff. That took off, and now it's becoming a whole movement of extending the life of every garment that we wear.
So when you say your friends and people can get involved and upload their items, do you pay a fee, like a rental fee for space on the site, and then you can upload anything you want? How does it work?
No, so anybody can upload their items on the site. However, and it's also for free. And for every sale that we make, we collect 25% in commission for that. But the seller keeps 75% of the sale. So it could have been sitting in your closet doing nothing, or you can earn 75% of a sale from items that are not worn anymore.
Okay, so it's an e-commerce platform, and it's for men and women. And each piece has to be in excellent condition. How do you do the quality control?
100%. So each piece has to be in excellent condition. When we upload, we actually do a QA each and every day based on the images that you upload. And our team actually, if there is a default that we note and we notice that it's not in the description, we would contact the seller to, you know, ask what the defects are. And when you do upload, you have to state what condition. Is it new? Is it new or like new? Or is it in good condition? And because we are a peer-to-peer kind of marketplace, we do not do luxury as yet, because there we need to do authentication. That's a whole different model. So it's more based on the descriptions that are written on the site as well as the images that are uploaded.
When you say luxury, do you mean high-end brands? Is that what you
correct.
Mean?
Correct. Okay. Correct. Yeah, so the I'm not sure if I can mention them, but the LVMH group or the Gucci's of the world.
Okay, so you don't want them on, or you don't allow those kind of items on, or is it just
not Not yet. And that's purely because we do not have the systems as yet to authenticate, because we would have to bring it in, have an authenticator, you know, and we do not encourage any form of fake product.
But, you know, what's interesting about your site, which I found very attractive, is you also collaborate with designers. I can't remember the one of the designers' threads. What is it called?
Three threads.
So I saw what they do is they take secondhand men's jackets, for example, and then they upcycle them and restyle them and remodel them. And then they've collaborated with you. Tell us a little bit about the collaborations, because that was, I thought, really unique. I mean, there's a lot of people are doing secondhand clothing platforms at the moment. It's become very popular. There's, as you say, like a movement since the beginning of COVID. So tell us a little bit about that edgy side of your site and what you offer in your collaborations.
100%. So we as BCI, we would like to collaborate with everybody. Okay. Because sustainability, you know, it doesn't take one company or marketplace. It takes a whole, all of us, you know. And what Recycle, Rethread does is upcycling, where they take garments, as you mentioned, and they make it into something new. So we are from a resale point of view, and Upcycle is Rethread's strong point. And, you know, there is multiple ways where you can consume your pre-loved fashion sustainably. And upcycling is the other franchise when it comes to elongating the life of a existing garment. And the next one we're looking into is the rental space, where you can rent out your wedding dress or your matric dance dress for an event, because that also elongates the life of that garment.
Okay, so there's lots of avenues that you're planning on moving down. My guest is Pumi Korba. She's a South African fashion lover, a social entrepreneur, and founder of the WeCOI Marketplace. And WeCI, as she told us, stands for Wear It, Sell It, Own It. So that if you're interested, you need to go onto her website and have a look. It's really quite an exciting website. Just tell us exactly what the website address is.
Sure, it's www.wecoi, which is wisioi.com.
And is there an app, or is it just...
Yes.
Okay, so tell us about launched, that.
We've just launched, so we would like, you know, to make it as simple and as seamless as possible for everybody to be able to, because everybody has got a closet problem. And we would like them to be able to upload it from the convenience and the from the convenience of a app. So we launched an app about 2 weeks ago, and it's available on both the Play Stores. And you can literally take a picture, snap a picture of your items, upload it, and it will be live and it's available to be resold into the platform.
Is it WeCOI, the app? How do you spell that? Just spell that for our listeners so that it's clear.
Sure. It's WISIOI Marketplace. And you can, if you search for that on any of the stores, either the Apple Play Store or the Google Play Store, you'll be able to find it.
And if people are not certain what they should be charging for an item, because I think that is something that people do grapple with. You know, how much should I be selling this for? Can you advise them? Can they contact you via the site or the app?
Yes, for sure. So on the site, if they go to the site and they go to start selling now, we've got what we call a seller's portal, which has got all the information, including pricing guidelines, and how to take their pictures, how to upload their stuff, you know, and tips on how they can sell their stuff even quicker. So yes, we definitely, one of our biggest areas is seller support, where we do give them a guidance as to how to upload their items.
And tell me just a little bit about your background, Pumi. Are you just a fashion lover that had a wonderful idea, or are you interested? Where does your interest in fashion come from?
So I'm from an e-commerce background, and also I'm professionally a retail buyer. So, and I've been in fashion pretty much my entire fashion, like my entire career.
Hence the cupboard. Hence the major cupboard.
And with all the travels and et cetera, you know, I started, accumulating way too much than that is needed.
Okay, yeah, it's so true. And how did you become passionate about recycling and saving the planet? Is that just something you've always had in your heart?
It's something, you know, when COVID came and, you know, I think it came with that whole, because when you work every day and you're up and down, you don't realize how much you actually accumulate, you know, you're just getting by. But when we, when 2020 came, it was time, that's when we actually had time to sit with self and you realize how much, you know, clutter you just have, whether it is with your clothes, whether it is with, you know, your bags or shoes. You just realize that, and we were living in tracksuit pants, and we didn't need that much. And I had the exact same problem. And I really didn't need to have like six different pairs of shoes in different colors, you know. And that's when it started. And obviously, being from fashion, I know when it comes to end of season, we are sitting, or as retailers are sitting, with millions and millions rand of stock that is not sold, you know, and we have no, as retailers, we also have not much of an idea. You know, you can mark it down, but then it gets to a point where you can't mark it down anymore. What do we do with that? And it's just that whole overconsumption was getting a bit scary, and you actually start to see where the world is and how the weather is changing, and you know, everything is getting affected. And it really was a dawning. It was a dawning moment for me, like where you realize that wow, it's crazy on how much we actually consuming, and we need. What can I do to, you know, try and make a difference in within the fashion space?
I've got two questions that have come through on our WhatsApp line about your business. And so I'm not quite sure what this means, but can clothes for the elderly be sold as well, or is it only for influencers? And that's from Nikki. I don't know if she means the elderly, like what does that mean? I'm not sure what age that is, you know. But what kind of clothes are being sold? Is it only for hip people?
It is literally for everybody, not just for people. our biggest consuming client base is actually older. It is between 35 upwards. So it's not just young people. It is everyone who has to declutter their closet and has really good quality clothes that are still sitting in their closets.
Here's another question on the WhatsApp line for you, Pumi. I have mint condition fashion from the 70s and 80s. That sounds quite cool.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. Can I upload it? Do you have a vintage section?
So at the moment, when you upload, everything goes live. But one of the builds that we are doing is to separate the categories. So the way we're going to change it is we're going to have a new category where you've got stuff that is still got swing tags, etc. And then we're going to have another category for just normal use stuff. And then we're going to have a category for vintage, because vintage is one of the most sought after categories or searched categories on our website.
Yeah, everybody is looking for those 80s oversized jackets.
Something that has a history.
Yeah, something with a story. I think that's also what it's about. And one last question before we say goodbye, Pumi. What about children's clothing? Would that be something that the site also supports?
At the moment, we would like to get the adult parts correct. And once we have perfected that, then we can start opening up into other categories. So at the moment, we are not supporting kids' clothing.
Okay, so no to that, listener. No kids' clothing, but it is coming in the future. Pumi has big plans. So, but vintage is welcome and very sought after. So especially that 80s fashion, which is, as I said, so in demand right now. Thank you so much for your time, Pumi. Best of luck. One more time for the listeners, how they can get the website and the app, if you could just say that before we say goodbye.
Sure. You can find us on www.wisioi.com, which is WeCoI, or you can find us on the app, and either on the Google Play Store or on the Apple Store under WeCoI Marketplace, and then you'll find our app there.
Congratulations on the app, and we wish you all the best for it. And congratulations on doing your bit to save the planet and keep those landfills empty. Thanks for your time, Pumi Korma, founder of WeSee. And WeSee stands for, just a reminder again, wear it, sell it, and own it.